Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
And we're happy to have with us now, to conclude this segment, Dale Hall, the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Washington, D.C. Dale Hall, thanks so much for coming on WNYC. Hello from New York.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Explain to our listeners a little bit of how an animal becomes listed as endangered or threatened and what the difference between those two words is.
Well, let's start with the definitions first so we can walk through it. The definition of endangered means that a species is in jeopardy of extinction throughout all or a significant portion of its range. That's today. It's happening right now. The definition of threatened is in the foreseeable future, a species will become endangered. And for the purposes of the polar bear as an example, we use the International Union of Conservation Naturalists advice, and we went with three generations of polar bears. They estimated an average of 15 years per generation, and so the period we're looking at is 45 years. So for the threatened status, we're looking at what the condition of the ice and the habitat and the bear populations would be 45 years from now. So the steps that go through in evaluating a species for listing, it can either be a petition from someone in the public, and that was what happened here, or we can do it on our own. And then we evaluate based upon five questions in the law. The first one deals with habitat loss. The second one deals with disease or predation or overharvest. The second one deals with overharvest or commercial activity. The third one deals with disease or predation issues, diseases in the population causing it to go down. The fourth one asks if there are sufficient regulatory mechanisms available. And the fifth one really talks about any man-made or natural event that could cause a species to be in trouble. So we analyze those five questions and just apply that to the species at hand.
The environmentalist in our previous segment described threatened species status as a yellow light if that is in fact conferred upon the polar bear. Do you agree with the term yellow light, and what would the implications be for U.S. industry and individual Americans?
Well, actually, I think yellow light's probably a good term because at the threatened level, should it qualify for that, it's telling us that we still have time. We could still work on any given species and try and address those threats that are causing it to go in some sort of downward decline. And so yellow light's probably not bad. That's not a bad term to use. And the implications in that analysis that we did, those five factors that I named there, we determined that for over the past 30 years of oil and gas exploration, for example, that we've had a really good relationship with the industry up there, and that they have done very responsible things to try and take care of the species. We looked at hunting, at harvest, and for native subsistence, and in Canada there's a little bit of sport hunting that's allowed to take place. And we found that those were not really the issue. What we really focused on was the ice is going away, and the habitat issue is the main one.
So here you are, an arm of the Bush administration, which has only supported voluntary action to stop global warming to date, and you're recommending this threatened status for the polar bear, which could trigger some kind of government enforcement. Do you have political pressure on you not to do this?
I was pleased with the support that we had to just do what we felt the science told us to do, all the way up through the White House. And I believe that we've been given the green light to honestly evaluate the science over these remaining months to see if we can really understand what's happening with the ice. And that 45-year period becomes really important.
There was an article in the New York Times today about an internal Alaska Fish and Wildlife memo that seems to require government biologists traveling to other countries not to discuss sea ice or polar bears. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I think that that's being misinterpreted some. We don't want people that are not qualified to talk about it. We have biologists dealing with that are very very qualified in different areas, Polar bear biology is a pretty specific biology. And we have no problems with our polar bear biologists talking to other polar bear biologists. We want to make sure that it's not an avian biologist maybe talking about it. So all we're doing is saying we need a head of the group to talk about the polar bear. We need the people that know the most about it to be the ones to have discussions with their counterparts in other country, in other countries. That's really all that's saying.
This decision, I gather, will be made by your agency, whether to list the polar bear as threatened, next January. Is that correct? And who finally makes the decision? Is it you?
Yeah, it lands at my desk. I have to make the final decision, and the timeline is for January of 08, and we'll be working with the U.S. Geological Survey in particular to do the science and try and pull together what we really do know about the different models that are out there dealing with sea ice and polar bear biology. And we're working hand in hand with them to understand what science we really do know.
If you proposed it, then you must be leaning toward it. What would dissuade you?
Well, I think that I'm not sure that I would put it in that term. What I said when I recommended and got approval to propose it was that we had enough information in front of us to take the next step, to keep analyzing the information. There are still significant questions about how fast the ice is melting, how much of the ice is melting, and what that means to polar bear populations. The only polar bear population that we can document today that has a decline is in West Hudson Bay in Canada. All of the other populations are not showing a statistically valid decline. And so we're trying to analyze it. So what we really did was go from step one to step two. And that's what we're trying to do. What will persuade any decision is the science. We want to understand as much as we can about the species and about what's happening out there, what global warming is doing to the ice and how fast it's doing it. And those are the kinds of questions that we're asking.
Dale Hall is director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Again, thanks so much for coming on with us on this.
Thank you very much.
And there you have five views on the proposal to list the polar bear as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, the first species to be listed as a result of global warming if that listing comes about. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, new proposals, counterintuitive proposals on how to get your kids to eat right. Stay with us.